Welcome to the Mindset Coach Academy podcast. I'm Lindsay Wilson, and I am a high-performance mindset coach, a mom, a former professional athlete, and an entrepreneur. I help coaches and high performers optimize their mindset to improve their coaching, their performance, and those of their athletes, and their lives. Here, you'll learn all about mindset, how to live it, how to teach it, and how to sell it. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Mental Monday. So I actually haven't recorded for a while. I know you guys see them because I kind of batch and then I do a bunch of them at a time, but I haven't actually been technically in studio for a little while. And so I got a new little setup that I hope you like. I don't think the audio is going to be any different, but the videos might be a little bit different on Instagram. But anyway, today, Mental Mondays, as you probably know, we spend about 5 minutes to 8 minutes talking about one tip, trick, or technique that you can implement in your life today or this week. And today I want to talk about selling. And if your eyes just glazed over when I mentioned selling, stay with me for a second, because I'm not just talking about selling, you know, services or mental training or anything like that. Although it has come up in our trainings a lot recently with my mindset coaching students. But here's what I really want to say. I heard a quote the other day in my mastermind where I'm getting coached, and someone said something along the lines of, don't sell me the thing, sell me the results of the thing. Now, from a mindset coaching perspective, or from a business perspective of selling services, we talk about this a lot. It's just beautifully said. We talk a lot about, like, nobody cares how many sessions they're getting. Nobody cares how many hours you're spending on them. Nobody cares how long it's going to take to do it. Those are questions they're going to ask, but that's not what's going to get them to buy. That's not what's going to get them to commit. The results of the 3-month package, the 10 sessions, the 10 hours, whatever, the results is what is going to get them to buy. And it is also the results is going to get them to see the value. Right? If you're going by hours, then you're just, everybody's just doing the math in their head. And a lot of people will go back to that. A lot of customers will go back to that. So we really talk about value-based pricing in the certification and in our insider program. And it's really about talking about the result. But here's where I want to go with this, because I actually don't want to talk just about business today. I want to talk about this as just a skill. And this is where I promise, if you're not a mindset coach or you're not interested in selling, that this episode is still relevant for you, because everybody is selling something. You're selling yourself in your career. You're selling the vacation that you want to go on that your family doesn't want to go on. You're selling your spouse on moving. You're selling your kids on going to some activity they don't want to do. We are all selling something. We're selling our kids on eating broccoli, right? We are all selling something. So what I want to talk about, or at least bring your attention to this week, is as you are selling something, paying attention to whether you are selling the thing, you know, the eating the broccoli, the going on the vacation, but the benefit, you know, the bullet points of that thing, or if you're selling the results. And you'll know if you're selling the results because you'll talk more about how that person will feel. Okay. So let me give you an example. So we can talk about, going on vacation somewhere, and I can list out the benefits of the hotel. I can talk about how close it is. I can blah, blah, blah. You know, I can like list out where I think we should go. But if I just do that, I am assuming that, you know, my husband or my kids, their brain is making the leap. And we don't do anything in our life. We don't make any change. We don't do anything scary. We don't do anything we don't want to do unless there's some benefit to it, right? So we really need to talk about that experience. We need to help their brain get to, you know, a vacation may not be a transformation, but they're going to feel something there, right? And maybe even the benefit isn't in the vacation. Like maybe we're going someplace that's like, I don't know, cold, or, you know, maybe we're going someplace that's not that fun right now because we have little kids, but I have to sell my husband on the experience, the life-changing experience that we're going to have going to that place. I can't list off the hotel names and the flight connections and this. I have to talk about the benefit of the thing, the results of the thing. Otherwise, I'm assuming that he has the same idea about what these bullet point things are, okay? So I want you to take this into your life because I think, again, a lot of times when we talk about selling, we assume selling is for people that do sales. And selling is for all of us. And the more we can really talk about someone's experience, the result they're going to get, the transformation they're going to get, the more buy-in we are going to get. I think another example is if you're a coach, right? You're constantly getting buy-in. And, you know, you may need to get buy-in for early morning workouts. You may need to get buy-in just for someone to practice hard. You may need to get buy-in from a team culture standpoint. All of those things are important. And you can talk about, or you can just tell them to do it, or you can talk about the results of being the person that does morning workouts, of being the person that buys in, of being the type of teammate that is really committed to the culture of the team. When we talk about the benefit, the personal benefits versus do it because I told you to, you're talking about selling things on a deeper level. You're talking about getting buy-in on a deeper level, okay? So come on over to Instagram, if we're not already there, which we might be if you're listening to this or watching this, and come over, send me a DM. Tell me something this week that you sold. Again, doesn't have to be a thing. And if you can bring in that mentality of don't sell me on the thing, sell me on the results of that thing. Who am I going to become by doing that thing? Okay. As always, thanks for being here. If you liked, loved, or even just enjoyed this Mental Monday, please go to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a rating, review, share it with a friend. All that stuff really does help. I promise, promise, promise. It really does help. So thanks for being here, and we'll see you again next week on the Mindset Coach Academy and Mental Monday. Hey guys, if you are an aspiring mindset coach, or maybe you already have a little baby business as a mental performance coach, I want to invite you to download my free new ebook, which is How to Become a Mental Performance Coach. You guys, I packed in so much useful information into this book because I know so many of you are wanting to move forward or wanting to move forward more, and you have some really big questions on how you can make money, where you get your first client, what would you even teach? It's all in this book. Go to positiveperformancetraining.com/guide to get your free copy.